Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's amazing when you look at when people turn to government as God. You know, like when God was leading his people, had no problem having, you know, Samuel as the voice of the Lord, and God would share what he wanted with his people, and he would communicate it. And all of a sudden, people begin to look around and go, you know what? I kind of like that communist country over there. I like that socialism. I like the Marxism. And obviously, that's not what they were doing, but a government where the king was in control of things. And so they began to demand a king, and God gave them a king. But they weren't even rejecting men, because Samuel began to be upset about what was going on. And God said to Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Well, there's something, when we turn to government, we turn to man as God, man tries to figure out the solution. Right. And his solution is not good.
Never works.
It's not good at all. And I think about China. Anybody that talks about that they admire China, I mean, China, up until recently, would have every child aborted or killed that was above one per couple. They just now allowed the people to begin to have two children. And, you know, that's evil. That's an evil thing to be able to do. But when all the land in China is owned by the government, you know, most 99.99% of it, and the people are controlled under communist leadership, then you're looking at, that's what happens when you turn it over to the government. They tell you when to eat, when to sit down, and when to, you know, all the different kinds of stuff.
We just want your house. We're just going to take your house now.
Push your house over.
Because we own the land.
It's on our property.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being here for 100 years.
Time to go.
And so, but when you turn healthcare over to the government, like in France, you know, they're really pushing for this. You know, Hillary Clinton was pushing for this. President Obama is pushing for this. He started, you know, the Obamacare, Affordable Healthcare Act. But when you do that, things happen like what's happening in France right now. They're passing a law that says, you know, they're okay with aborting. You have to understand, from a man's perspective who doesn't know God, doesn't have a relationship with God, life has no value. And so they think about, hey, if you don't have any children, then it's not going to cost us as much as a government to be able to run this thing. And so then if you accidentally begin to conceive a child, a child's in your room, they're saying, like, you know, if you kill that child,
they're okay with it.
Then we won't have to take care of that child. We won't have to provide medical care for that. And it's aborting the child. And I think about this. I think about that, you know, China has done that, but also the law they're talking about passing in France, it gives you 2 years in prison if you have a website or your Facebook or your social media that says anything that would cause a woman to feel bad that she was going to end the life of her child.
Just voicing your opinion of saying, we don't agree with that.
Right. And they have laws right now, I'm fixing to read an article on that, where, you know, it happens outside. You can't stand in front of an abortion clinic and prevent somebody, make her feel bad for going to have an abortion. But they're saying now they need to control free speech on the internet. And it's like, you know, this thing's coming to every country that says we want the government to be God. And we talk about it again and again, but America is one nation under God. Our rights come from God. Government is being allowed to be in a place for a time, leadership, to protect our rights that come from God. But the second we start turning to God, government for health care and all that, that's when that begins to happen.
Yeah.
So to read this article, what's taking place? $31,000 fine and 2 years in jail.
The French National Assembly has approved a plan to outlaw abortion information websites that masquerade as neutral official services with free phone helpline numbers, but promote anti-abortion propaganda and pressure women not to terminate pregnancies. The social government's proposal seeks to criminalize any websites that deliberately mislead, intimidate, or exert psychological or moral pressure on a woman seeking information without terminating a pregnancy, with punishment of up to 2 years in prison and a $31,875 fine.
Two years in prison. I've seen some Facebook posts. You know, I'm thinking, my goodness, we got to stand up. Because some of these Facebook posts, as people are... Yeah, I don't think they're being posted in love and they don't care, but you can educate someone. And even if you're just educating her and letting her know that you're killing this child.
That's punishable by law.
That's punishable by law, right. And it's not just it's not a hateful thing. It's just educating someone on the fact of, do you really want to kill your child?
Yeah.
Right?
And this is now will now need to pass through the French Senate. The issue has sparked a row in recent days with a Catholic archbishop writing to Francois Hollande, the president, warning of a threat to freedom of expression. Military MPs debating the bill heckled each other and complained of vicious insults in committee hearings. France legalized abortion more than 40 years ago and already has a law that makes it a criminal offense to intimidate or pressure a woman in order to stop her terminating a pregnancy. This law was initially aimed at anti-abortion protesters in the 1980s who tried to physically obstruct women from accessing clinics or advice centers and was later extended to anyone exerting moral or psychological pressure on women.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
So if you look to your daughter and you say, honey, this is a child. You know, you don't need to do this. You know, the government would be backing her up and saying, let her kill her child.
And then the parent was wrong for trying to speak.
And then the parent goes to jail for 2 years.
Right.
Especially if they posted it on Facebook and said, no, don't go do it. And we actually had on VFN television, we had VFN TV, a particular lady who broadcasted her abortion. She broadcasted it, and she's saying, no big deal, the whole world's for me. And she really believed that. And it was so sad because today she's having to live with that thing that she did. And just, you know, letting somebody know, free speech. And that's what they're concerned about,
right.
They're talking about, right?
Exactly.
What else they say?
He goes on to say that the government now wants to extend the law further to include websites claiming that the anti-abortion battle that used to take place outside clinics has now moved online.
Welcome to French fries.
There you go. Right?
France is going wild.
It's amazing. It continues to say, last week, George Poncier, the Archbishop of Marseille and the head of French Bishops Conference, warned Holland that the plans posed a threat to freedom of expression and freedom of conscience and represented a very serious attack on the principles of democracy. Another archbishop said the government was trying to act as thought police.
I mean, think about that. You know, in Revelation chapter 2 talks about, you know, when God deals with the church of Thyatira and that mindset, he says, then you'll know I'm the God that knows your thoughts, judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And now you have men trying to control what you think.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Is that wild or is that crazy? But they're really doing it. And the thing about it is when they're trying to balance their budget and your child or your daughter or your son is going to cost the government, you know, so much to educate, so much to for medical care, so much for all this different stuff. Like, you know, why don't you just kill your child? Wait, because you don't want to kill your child. As Christians, in the world, will continue to do that. They were doing that way back when with, you know, ziggurats and Moloch and the different gods that were killing their children. But understand, it's not just children. We don't value life. And since 1973, the Supreme Court passed a ruling, Roe versus Wade, that said that you can kill your child. But we've been praying, you've been with us, we've been praying, asking God every day, end abortion, send revival, because we got to deal with the innocent bloodshed of over, 60, 70 million children have been aborted.
Since 1973.
Since 1973, you know, approximately. And it's like, it's not okay to end the life of someone. And if somebody says, well, it really should, but look at this, the mother now that said it was okay to end the life of her child, or the man who told her to end the life of their child, well, they're going to get you on the other side. Because now they have physician-assisted suicide, basically aborting a senior citizen or a person, because 5 states now have legalized the killing of someone that's already born. It's California, Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington's legalized physician-assisted suicide. I mean, you better not limp in the doctor's office. You might not come out. I'm fine. No, don't kill me. Eh?
Well, I mean, think about it. Anytime that we look for government or men's perspective to value a life, right, it's always going to come down to a certain amount of dollars. But you look at it, that's the whole reason why Jesus Christ came, is just like one soul, one human life is worth more than all the money in the world.
Right.
How can you put a value on your life? You can't.
When you rule God out, you remember the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. They had 5,000 men plus all the women and children. And they said, well, the little boy says, I only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Today's government would say, well, we're going to need to kill everyone down to the amount of food that we have, because they don't believe that God exists, that God can multiply the bread and the fish. They don't understand that God is the one that gives them breath, gives them life, that causes their heart to beat, that causes the food to come out of the ground, that brings the sun in, that be able to cause all of the photosynthesis and all the things that takes place for growing food and maintains the atmosphere. They're just thinking in their own heads, and they're thinking, okay, there's 5,000 men here, and there's 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and they got the wives and the children here. Well, we can't let the women have any more children because we got 5 loaves left. And that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, and if they want us to run it, and the people decided to turn to Jesus, the Son of God, turn to God instead of turn to government. And you know what happened when they did that? That he said, bless the food, begin to pass it out. And they begin to pass it out, and it multiplied so much, everybody had their full, but they had 12 baskets left over.
There was more left at the end than there was in the beginning. It's like
12 baskets left over.
Trust God.
You see, when you turn to government, they're like counting pennies.
Mm-hmm.
But when you turn to God, you got pennies from heaven. I mean, God's going to take care of you. He can multiply the fish. He can multiply the spaghetti.
Yeah.
I mean, he can even multiply me. Well, look, I'm probably twice the size I was last week. Anyway, so, I mean, God takes care of you.
Yeah.
But think about it. When we turn to government, you're saying, okay, I want you to use your finite mind to figure out a finite situation, and they're going to give you a finite answer. And in that limited answer, you're not going to be included. Your children won't be included. Your future won't be included. Your retirement won't be included. I mean, they have 5 states saying they can, a doctor who's supposed to help you can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's times, I mean, you look at Paul. Paul said there's times we despaired of life. I mean, if every time you thought, every time a teenager just said, why should I live? If they happened to be in Colorado and they were the doctor, they're like, okay, we'll take you out now. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, we go through those emotional mm-hmm. times in our life, and we're hard pressured, and especially as believers in other countries that are going through a lot of persecution, they may feel at the moment that, you know, I want to end this thing, but it's just going through a season of life, the testing of our faith. But if you're in Colorado, Vermont, California, Oregon, or Washington, if you stay too long in that state,
they're going to tell you, yeah.
They say, you know what? We could either medicate him or her, and that's going to cost us this much, or we could just give them one shot of this, and we'll just send them on.
Right.
That's what they're doing. So if we're not valuing life in the womb, the baby, and we're not valuing the life of the elders. And you know this Google stuff, which is amazing. You can Google for knowledge and the knowledge. But there was a day when we didn't have Google. It wasn't too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to turn to your elders and ask them, what did you learn in your life? And what wisdom? And now people are like, I can Google. I don't need my grandfather. I don't need elders. I don't need wisdom. I can just Google. And the truth is, that's not wisdom. That's knowledge.
Big difference.
A big, huge difference. And knowledge puffs up. Because the very thing that you could actually kill your grandfather or your mother, like in the book. What's the book that Dr. Dobson wrote? That book. We have that for you on the
double check.
The BFN Torch. Fatherhood or...
Fatherless.
Fatherless. And it ends with that very thing. I mean, the fatherless, you got to read this book. It's so intriguing. It's Dr. Dobson, Focus on the Family. And and this particular son is needing money for school.
Yeah, it's fatherless.
And he looks at his mother, and he takes his mother to what looks like an assisted living facility, but it's not, which is like a place you could stay and live mm-hmm. and have friends. It's a place where she has to sign a document that says, you can take my life. You can end my life. And he looks at his mother and he says this. He says this. The probably the same person that would kill their children now is going to kill their mother because they want more money for themselves. So he looks at his mother and she goes, she's trying to, you're confused, you know. Your children are trying to kill you.
Is this what you want? Is this
like, let me get this straight. I know we've been through some stuff, but you want to kill me right now? Is this what you want to do? Right? And so she looks at her son. Yeah, you love your son. You love your daughter. And she's dealing with that in and out feeling as we're getting older. And she's like, she's kind of blurry about mm-hmm. the whole thing. And he says, just sign here. And this is what he says. He said, Mom, you always wanted me to be an educator. And by doing this, I can get that degree. And this is physician-assisted suicide in mm-hmm. your life. So you, your whole life, you earn your whole living. Your child's not wanting to get a job and earn a living. And they want to live off of your, mm-hmm. and it's like, you're going to kill your mama. This is Dr. Dobson, and he predicted that from that book, Fatherless.
Yeah. Yep.
Fatherless. And you can find that on the VFN Torch. It's a powerful thing, and we can stop it. We believe that we can end abortion. God can end it. We're seeing
Absolutely.
Things happen now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.